You know, when we think of Christmas, we think of family, don't we? And the fact that everybody's going to get together and we got the logs on the fireplace hearth and they're burning and we got the family around the tree and it's a family event. But what about singles? If you're single, how do you face Christmas? How are you being intentional at Christmas? And today we want to hear your story, some tips, ideas about being intentional as a single during Christmas here at the Intentional Living Center.
From the Intentional Living Center in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. You know, as wonderful as Christmas can be, it can also bring some challenges. Maybe you're a single parent, or maybe you're single. Do you struggle during the holidays? Dr. Randy wants to talk to you. Call now. It's toll-free, 1-888-888-1717. Again, 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to our Intentional Living Center. And we're counting down, of course, here in December to Christmas. We've got a few programs between now and then that'll kind of bring us back to a theme of the holiday, and in particular, how to be intentional. Today, talking to singles, a large percentage of our listening audience are single people, single moms and dads, singles by choice, singles with children, without children, different ages, different experiences, but maybe for the very first Christmas, you're facing being single. And how are you being intentional about that? And we'd love to hear your story today. Because intentional living is all about encouraging one another and helping one another understand that no matter what our situation is, when we choose to be intentional in our walk with Christ, that makes altogether difference in our lives. And so come join us as a single adult and tell us your story about being intentional at Christmas time. 888-888-1717.
Dr. Randy, this is Lisa calling from Phoenix, and I'm not married, and what I was thinking is sometimes I feel starved for affection as a single, and I would like to see you address that. Sometimes I feel like all the good men are taken. I'm 31 years old, and I've lived a celibate life thus far, you know, waiting for my husband. Yeah, I'm starved for affection as a single. I mean, there is an element of loneliness and, you know, frustration, and I feel like I have a lot of love to give, and I really don't have that special person to give it to.
Well, maybe she echoes the voices of many today as we approach Christmas. We'd love to have you come and join us. Before we take our calls, however, one of our own team members here, Ray Dean Korn, who is a part of our development team and helps out so much dealing with those who support the ministry, and she's active in participating in our conferences for intentional living as well. And when she heard the topic today, she raised her hand and said, I can share some things that'll be a perspective on this from your own life. Raydene, welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Randy.
So you relate to this, obviously.
I do.
Yeah. So what resonated when you heard single at Christmas?
Well, I have now been single longer than I was married, and I was married for 22 years. So I had to adjust my thinking. And I'm a heart person, so that's kind of you have to go in the tool shed to do that. But I found myself really depending on family a lot, and that filled the need. And to be able to rejoice, sing in the choir, play my flute with the worship team, do things along that line, and fill my Christmas with family, that really took care of things until I found myself living in Springfield, Missouri. And I was there for 7 years and only got to come home to be with family or have family there about three or four of those years. So the first year that I was not going to be able to be with family, I thought, you know, what is Christmas?
Yeah.
What is it? It's the gift from God. And I thought, you know what? I really need to just delve into that and to allow God to open up inside of me what he means by Christmas.
Yeah.
So I looked at my senses. I wanted to make sure that all of my senses were employed for him. And so one of the ways I did that was my sense of hearing. I played my flute to the Christmas music. I just pick it up anytime a song that I had on the radio or CD, I'd pick that up and I would just play the music. As far as smell, you know, I love to eat. So I baked my daughter's famous cinnamon bread that she loves so much, which I think is just a cinnamon bread. I mean, it's not fancy. And had hot tea, and the fire was blazing, and just sitting back and reading God's Word and reading about the Christmas story by other authors as well, other than the Lord. And I looked around the community for to do, you know, and to be out there so that I could have social exchanges with people. And so I started looking in the newspaper and found other church services. I had my own, but they were offering them various times that my church wasn't. And so I really looked at how can I really be in tune with the Lord this year. And I found a way through experiencing those times where I could worship through my music, I could worship Him with others in their church services, I could worship through my own church, and I could actually have time to do things, like I mentioned the Christmas bread mm-hmm. that my daughter loves. I also found a stocking, and I'm terrible at sewing. Oh, my mom just, yes, I'm terrible at sewing, but I had a friend that showed me how to needlepoint. So I needle pointed a stocking, and it had the Christmas tree with the decorations, and it had a little girl in her gown and her little house shoes, and all of the colors that were in that stocking. And so every stitch was made with love and memories and the joy of knowing I was going to be able to write as I was doing that and share with my daughter what she means to me. Mm. And so I was able to take a year because I'm slow, but the following Christmas I presented her with that.
Fantastic.
So that was something for my hands to be doing.
So I like that. Be intentional involving all of your senses, your smell, your touch, activity, doing things, your hearing.
Taste.
Getting everything in, certainly that. And so it was getting involved, staying involved. And like Annette on the Facebook here says, singleness is a state of mind. And I think that's true. It's a decision you make. It's a mental decision, isn't
Very
it?
Very much so.
Yeah. Well, thank
yes.
you, Radine. Appreciate
thank
you stopping by and as one of our team here to share how you approach Christmas as a single. How about you? 888-888-1717.
I've been single all my life. I'm 59 years old. My name is Candy. And my mother just died this year at 91, and I've been alone ever since. And I see all the things that I need to do, and I've been trying to be intentional about doing all the things that need to be done. But I also know that there are others out there that need so much more. And it breaks my heart to hear people say, well, I'll call you, or I'll come and see you, and then nobody ever shows up. I hurt for singles for at Christmas and also widows because sometimes nobody ever shows up. I want to be very intentional about getting a hold of these people and seeing what I can do to help them out. Thank you very much for your program, Randy. Bye.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for sharing with us. And a reminder, there are those in need during this season, and perhaps you're going to be the one to touch their lives. Let's go to Tina in Michigan today. Tina, welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Appreciate your call. Tell us how, as a single adult, you approach Christmas.
Well, this year, right after Thanksgiving holiday, I got really depressed. I was down for about 3 days. It was a more severe depression than I've had in quite some time, and I could not pull myself out of it. And it could have been partly holiday stuff. It was partly just because I'm single, and, you know, you get lonely and start to feel like something's wrong with you. But I went to church. I forced myself to go to church on Sunday, and the pastor was talking about Isaiah 61, and in verse 3 it talks about putting on the garment of praise instead of despair. And so she challenged us to really be in worship and really be in God's presence, and I thought, how can I have time to do that? And I, every time I'm in my car, I listen to Family Life Radio, and I hear the worship music and the Christmas songs that they're playing now. And so I decided to get really intentional about taking those words and praying them and praising them back to God out loud. And instead of just singing along, I stopped and I listened to the words and I said out loud, "Yes, Jesus, you are my rock. You are my salvation." And I tell you, within 5 minutes, I was a whole different person.
Well, you know,
it was incredible.
Our minds and our spirits certainly are connected. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:23 that we're to be renewed in the spirit of our minds, and that what we choose to tell ourselves, you know, the words that we use matter. And it can change how we feel and our attitude, certainly when we speak the truth. And it sounds like that's made a big difference in your life, being intentional with your thinking and your words.
Yes, and especially being able to out loud with my words praise God instead of just in my mind saying, yep, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I've got to say it out loud.
Very good. Well, thank you, Tina. Appreciate your call.
You're welcome. Thanks.
You know, you too. Have a great Christmas. When you think of words, the power of words and what we speak makes a difference. What we speak out loud, what we speak to ourselves. When you look at the Bible, John 1:1, doesn't it say, "In the beginning was the Word"? Right? God was the Word. And the words that we speak matter. Words matter. And for singles during this Christmas season, watch what you say to yourself, okay? Watch what you're telling yourself. Makes a difference. All right, Patrick's on the line in Arizona. Patrick, welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Hi, Dr. Andy.
Hi there.
How are you doing today?
Good. Doing great. Thank you. Tell us, how do you, as a single adult, approach Christmas?
I'm recently single, so, I mean, I got out of a two-year relationship about a month ago. And it's been kind of a learning experience trying to figure out how to be single, but I think the best thing that I've come to do is be there for people who might be overlooked, like the homeless. I mean, sometimes people don't look at them and know that they're actually alone. There aren't very many people out there, so that's the thing that I try to do is, I mean, do my best to help out the people that are kind of overlooked and forgotten sometimes, especially during the holiday season when everybody's so focused about family and friends.
You know, Patrick, when I think about relationships, I'm sorry about your situation. You know, God is a God of relationship. He wants relationships to honor Him. That's why we're so pro-marriage. We believe that God's intention in marriage is to honor Him. But we also know there are times when marriages don't survive and people are single, sometimes by choice, sometimes by divorce, by death, and many people living single today, and many listeners, a good majority of our listeners are single. And the good news is, when we think about relationship, God wants a relationship with us. That's why He sent His Son. That's why Jesus came at Christmas time. That's what the whole Christmas story is about. God coming to earth and sending His Son. The Bible says to us that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to us. And as a result of that, we can have eternal life. And so I say to singles today who are seeking for relationship, maybe your experience has always been distorted. Maybe it's been pretty negative in terms of relationships, to know that God is a God that loves you and He wants a perfect relationship with you, one built on His love for you, His intentional love for you. That is certainly a message of intentional living. What one thing are you doing as a single adult today to be intentional at this Christmas season with your life? 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open. 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Helping you to be intentional for your life. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Do you want to finish strong?
What were Christ's last words on the cross? "It is finished." Wow. See, God is a God of finishing. He's not a God of just starting.
Dr. Randy has some great encouragement and godly counsel for you in his full-length DVD, Finishing Strong. Finishing Strong features in-depth teaching on 10 principles to help you finish everything in life and finish well. Become a member of Intentional Living today, and with your ongoing monthly gift, you'll receive the Finishing Strong DVD and Donna Carlson's beautiful 16x20 watercolor print featuring the 10 Finishing Strong statements as a reminder. You'll also receive Dr. Randy's monthly coaching, all with our thanks. So go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4. Thanks.
As we get closer to Christmas, there's something that could rob you of the blessing of the season.
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
Do you remember being a little kid and dreaming about Christmas morning and the presents you'd get? Sometimes your dreams were big and there was a letdown after all the presents had been opened. We do that now as grown-ups, and it robs us of our joy. Sure, your expectation isn't about a gift you'll get, but maybe it's that you think people in your life will act a certain way and they don't. Or expectations of perfection. This Christmas, don't rob yourself. Spend time every day thinking about Christ, how he came to the earth as a little baby, how much he loves you, how he changed everything. When your expectations are on him, you're never disappointed. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to Intentional Living Center today. And, you know, we're marching through December and thinking about Christmas coming down the road. And, of course, we know the stress of December is huge. More mental illness, tend to be more depression, a lot of suicides for those who just get so depressed. And I think a lot of it's due to the expectations that we have. The expectations are just unbelievable for many people. And we know the formula, right? Expectations minus reality, you got it, equals disappointment. And that can occur at this Christmas season. And so for singles, we're sort of reminding all of us today that let's keep our expectations in check. Let's realize Christmas is a time of celebrating the gift that was given to us. See, it's the gift of God's love through his son, Jesus Christ. And hearing just good things from you all as you share with us things that you're doing to be intentional.
Yes, I've been widowed since 1995, and prior to that, I was a single mom with all the issues of being a single parent at the holiday seasons, trying to not enough money to get the gifts and right. You know, all those things. And one thing that's really helped me out is have a committed relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And one of the things that has helped me is that in his word, it says it's a gift to be married and it's a gift to be single. So, you know, in the sense that if I look at that as a gift, and a gifting from him, I don't have to be sad, or just knowing that it's a gift. I have the opportunity to shine through that moment of being single.
Hey, listen, there's a decision, right? A positive attitude, taking that attitude of being single and sharing the good news. Okay, let's go. We got some more calls. Jay's on the line, Michigan. Welcome, Jay. Appreciate your call.
Hi, Dr. Randy.
Appreciate
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. What do you do as a single adult during this Christmas season?
As a single adult, I absolutely immerse myself in the Lord, in his acts. This season, instead of going out and spending a bunch of money, I have decided to jump into the old pieces of wood and scraps from over the years, and I'm somewhat of a carpenter, and I've immersed myself in the Lord and tried to relate those pieces of wood to what he would do and what he would put together. So this season, I have 4 children. I've decided that we're all going to make gifts. So every time that I've had them, some children, I get 2 children they get every other weekend, and I have 2 others that I get off and on throughout the week. And this year, we've decided we're going to build gifts. And the gifts that we're building is related to the Lord and his story. Like, for example, we're building a toolbox. And each time that they come to my house to build, they get one more tool to put into their box. Just Good. Like scripture. The more you read into the book, every little tool that you add to your toolbox, you'll be more full. And that's really helped me this year. Your ministry and Family Life Radio have been a huge blessing to me. Getting through the season is tough as a single male, especially I'm almost 40 now, and I've got so many kids, it's difficult because being a Christian, you don't go to the bars. You don't go to the places that the devil gets to play. So we don't get to meet as many individuals, which I guess is a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
But all in all, I try to immerse myself in the Lord. I have three radios throughout the apartment, constantly playing you guys.
Good for you. Hey,
you have been a huge blessing to me.
Well, that's good, Jay. And listen, as we get closer and closer to Christmas, you're going to hear more and more Christmas music. That'll just bring it even closer into the message of the season. Let me just add, Jay, what you're doing in the practical sense of taking wood scraps, and you've been gifted to put that together as a craftsman to build things. Not everybody can do that, but you're showing creativity, and you're helping your kids build memories, because they're going to remember the Christmas that they made toolboxes with Dad, right? They're going to long forget the things that you went down to the store and bought and wrapped and gave to them, but the things that they actually were involved with and helping build and a part of will make a difference. These are the memories. And I guess I would encourage all of us, single or married, during this season, think about memories in terms of things that will be lasting traditions. The reason traditions matter is because they reoccur over and over. And as they reoccur over and over, there's an expectation within the family of a positive thing to look forward to. So build some positive traditions, even as a single person, that'll make a difference in somebody's life, maybe your kids' lives. All right, thank you, Jay. Appreciate your call. Let's go over to Pat in Arizona. Pat, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Dr. Randy. Thank you for taking my call, number one. And number two, thank you for recognizing single people. This is a topic that many of us who are single welcome to hear. You ask how I'm intentional. First of all, in with Jesus, he is my buddy. And he walks with me every day. He walks with me through many, many aspects of my life. So back to how am I intentional? How can I pay it forward? How do I pay it forward? First of all, I am very active in my church. I'm part of the church ministry, a hospital ministry team. I am part of, actually, I host a single 55 group, which now has 50 members. Mm. And just become involved. That would be my number one suggestion. How can one make someone else's life better, different, happier? I like the previous callers mentioned about attitude, and that is the groundwork through which I work. I have to do an attitude check every now and then, and the attitude of giving, not myself, not being self-righteous, but giving is to me a very good suggestion to pass on, because we can, as singles, we can so easily sit down and say to ourselves, poor me, when that is a way of being a little self-righteous, if you will. Paying it forward would be my suggestion. However mm-hmm. that looks, could be a nice interaction with a person holding the door for you. Could be the interaction you could have in reverse when you're holding the door for someone else. It doesn't have to be anything grand. It can be a day-to-day, moment-to-moment mm-hmm. situation. How can you share Christ's love? Just as the gift was given to us, it is our responsibility to pass it on.
It is, Pat. And, you know, today we use that term, pay it forward. But, you know, you think about something that's been said for many years, more blessed to give than to receive. And the whole teaching of Scripture is one of giving. God gave his only Son to us to be the propitiation. There's a big word that the Bible uses, and it simply means a substitute for us, as he died for us on the cross to become the substitute for us, that we can experience his love forever. That's why when we teach intentional living, it's all about God's intentional love. It's a love act that he has toward all humans. He loves us, young and old, men and women, single and married, different colors, different cultures, different experiences, everyone on the planet. He loves us. We're the same at the base of the cross. And the reality is that today, God, through this Christmas story that we share in December, we've taken this story, which is one of gifts, his gift to us, and I think, unfortunately, we've distorted it so much in our Western culture with expectations that are just unrealistic. And I think the message today, not only to singles, of course, singles, you have some unique challenges, and couples, you have unique challenges. But the reality is, if we can keep the focus on Christmas as one of giving and getting outside of ourselves, sharing with others, doing for someone else something that will be a blessing to them, I promise you, if you do and when you do, it'll come back to you with a great reward of encouragement. Frankly, I think that's intentional living for singles and married as well. Well, here we are in the month of December, wrapping up 2017. And I just want to say thanks to all of you who have been so generous in your prayers, your support, all of the several thousands of friends we've met over this past year in our conferences of intentional love marriage, reaching out, encouraging people to live intentionally in Christ. And just to share with you that about 20% of the support, the financial support for the Intentional Living Ministry, needs to be received in this month of December. It's a giving month. That's just the way it tends to be from year to year. So jammed within these 30 days of this this month, less than that now, your support is going to make a big difference. And I just want to ask you to pray about joining us. I want you to know that your support as a regular monthly member means a lot. So if you're giving every month, let's say a gift of $30, can I ask you to pray about maybe giving an extra gift, a 13th month gift, as well as those of you who could share a special gift here at the end of the year? It's a great need. Last time I checked, we have a ways to go to catch up and to be where we need to be by the 31st. And so thank you for your support. It means an awful lot. And I want to remind you that as you share a gift with the ministry of any amount, we want to send you a beautiful print. It's called Finishing Strong, with the 10 principles that I teach here at the Intentional Living Center. And what does it mean to live a life and to finish strong? It's our gift to you. It's ready to be framed. And my wife has done the artwork, and I got a chance to share these 10 principles from my teaching, working together in what we call our Art That Speaks to You series. And we're going to send that to you as a way of saying thanks. And by the way, if you become monthly in support as a monthly member, we'll include the DVD teaching on those 10 principles and then ongoing teaching each and every month. Thank you for your generosity. Thanks for your prayers. We appreciate it. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. Click on the donate button. All the information's there for you. Again, theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours. You can call 888-888-1717 and press number 4 during the business hours and talk to our staff. Okay? All right. Tomorrow, Intentional Living, we have a 3-day series how we're going to focus on what does it mean to be intentional in the workplace. For all of us from the Intentional Living Center, thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you tomorrow.